Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Several of our agriculture groups offered some fairly quick reaction to the President's State of the Union address on Tuesday evening. American Farm Bureau's Bob Stallman said that talk about Cuba, the reopening of relations with Cuba, good news for America's farmers. If we can expand trade with Cuba, it says that's the right thing to do. Also, Farm Bureau, he says, is encouraged by the President's strong support for trade promotion authority, which would give Congress the responsibility to vote yes or no on foreign trade treaties without deal-killing amendments. Congress must pass bipartisan TPA legislation, according to Mr. Stallman, to strengthen U.S. negotiating positions in future trade agreements. And some of the current negotiations for that matter as well, of course, things like the Trans-Pacific Agreement that's being worked on now. Farm Bureau does have concerns, specifically in the tax policy area, step-up and basis, capital gains changes. He says those are concerning. We need, he says, to continue to have tax policies that do not punish capital-intensive businesses like farms and ranches, and that do not hinder sons and daughters from following the agricultural legacy of their parents. Some of the comments from Farm Bureau from the State of the Union address last night. Also weighing in on the State of the Union, the National Corn Growers Association, saying they strongly support the idea of getting trade promotion authority for the president. American Soybean Association agreeing with that stance as well. That seemed to be one of the areas of common ground among the various agriculture groups, with the exception of the National Farmers Union. They said no way to TPA. They're saying that they agree with unions who are opposing trade promotion authority for the president. Coming up this evening, the folks from Cattle Facts, the market analysis arm of the cattle business, going to be zeroing in on some of the trends out there for the cow-calf end of our cattle industry. It's a 6:30 p.m. Central Time start for this one-hour webinar, and the one-hour session will be featuring Cattle Facts analyst Mike Murphy and Lance Zimmerman, who will be discussing how producers can navigate marketing decisions and business plans for the next 5 to 10 years. To participate in the webinar, we've got a link up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You can go to that story that says Cattle Facts Webinar set for Wednesday p.m. It is being made available free of charge, by the way, from the folks from Elanco Animal Health. From the calendar beyond this evening, we've got two events next week you may want to check out. One is the No-Till in the Conference Winter Conference going up in Salina, Kansas next Tuesday, Wednesday. Also next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday as well, is the Red River Crop Conference down in Childress, Texas. Next Tuesday, all crops except for cotton going to be addressed. Then Wednesday of next week is the Cotton Agenda. Details on both of these meetings on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our calendar page. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
That's a check of your agriculture news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.